Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and this is A Bit of Science. This bit was recorded in May of 2017, and the topic is Muy Caliente, Hot Peppers. It's based on an article by Brian Roerig, written December 2016, in the American Chemical Society publication Chem Matters. And Chem Matters has given us permission to use their material on air here at KTWH, so thanks to them. Let me get right into the article. The hot in hot peppers is due to capsaicin, a colorless, odorless, oil-like compound found in the fruit of the plant that is a close relative of the tomato. Capsaicin is primarily found in the membrane that holds the seeds. These plants are found in the Americas and were brought to Europe by explorer Christopher Columbus, who mistakenly thought they were a relative of the black pepper plant, the plant we get pepper from. To distinguish them from the black pepper plant, hot peppers are usually called chili peppers or just plain chilies in many parts of the world. Capsaicin was also found in smaller amounts in spices such as oregano, cinnamon, and cilantro. The hotness of a pepper is measured by the Scoville heat scale, which is a series of heat units that range from 0 to 16 million depending upon the capsaicin content of the pepper. Pure capsaicin tops the scale at 16 million heat units, and bell peppers rank at 0 because they contain no capsaicin. The moruga, scorpion pepper, comes in at about 2 million heat units, the same as capsaicin concentrations in pepper spray. The jalapeno pepper ranges from 5,000 to 50,000 heat units, while the habanero pepper ranks 100,000 to 350,000 heat units. Capsaicin is so potent that even the concentration of 10 parts per million will produce a long-lasting burning sensation on the tongue. That means that a teaspoon of capsaicin in 130 gallons of chili will still give your tongue a sting. And you would never want to handle pure capsaicin without a lot of protective gear. I'll continue this spicy bit of science with four things that might interest you about peppery foods. 1. If you find yourself eating spicy chicken wings that are hotter than you expected, what do? You take a big gulp of water, right? Actually, that would be a bad move. Water only makes it worse, similar to throwing water on a grease fire. Capsaicin is nonpolar and hydrophobic. That means that it won't dissolve well in water. A better choice would be milk or ice cream, which are less polar than water because they contain a compound called casein. The nonpolar casein attracts the nonpolar capsaicin and washes it away. You've probably heard the phrase, like dissolves like. Water, on the other hand, just spreads the capsaicin around, making the pain worse. 2. To determine how hot a pepper is, look at the stem that holds the plant. In general, the thinner the stem, the hotter the pepper. Some gardeners claim that if the stem is bent, it will be hotter than if it is straight. If you look at peppers of the same species, small peppers tend to be hotter than larger ones. Since the peppers get hotter as they ripen, red pepper will be hotter than the green one. Also, dried peppers will always be hotter than the fresh peppers because the water evaporates from the fruit and the amount of capsaicin remaining will be of a higher concentration. 3. When you eat a hot pepper, it definitely feels like your mouth is on fire. But if you were to stick a thermometer in your mouth, it would not register an increase in temperature. Believe it or not, even the hottest peppers do not really get hot. They trigger pain receptors in your tongue, mouth, and back of your throat that send a signal to the brain, which is interpreted as heat. Since capsaicin is an irritant, this feeling of heat is the body's way of compelling you to take some food or drink in an effort to remove the irritant. Pain receptors are proteins that have certain shape that will only fit specific molecules. Some receptors have correct shape for capsaicin. The capsaicin will fit into them like a key in a lock. When capsaicin molecules bind to the receptors, calcium ions flood in. The flood of calcium ions triggers a release of neurotransmitters that send messages to the brain. Neurotransmitters are chemicals that are transmitted from one neuron to the next. The brain interprets the message as pain. Capsaicin also stimulates the receptors that perceive heat, known as thermoreceptors. 4. You can build up a tolerance to eating hot foods. The general consensus is that the pain receptors in the tongue and mouth become desensitized over time if you have a lot of hot food to eat, allowing you to eat increasingly hotter foods. But if you have not worked up a tolerance for hot peppers, not only will the pain receptors trick your brain into thinking that you're being burned, but your body may mount an inflammatory response as well. This response can cause your throat to swell, make it difficult to breathe, and can damage your intestinal tract. Also, if you eat too many hot peppers at once, you're likely to throw up as your body will try to eliminate the perceived toxin. So, if you're interested in more information about peppers and capsaicin, the article in Chem Matters goes into more details of what I've been talking about and also discusses capsaicin's many uses in medicine and why eating peppers is good for you, especially in hot climates. It even discusses how capsaicin is used for predator control. And Chem Matters is a magazine produced by the American Chemical Society that helps high school students find connections between chemistry and the world around them. Personally, I like spicy food, but no thanks to that Maruga scorpion pepper. Until next time, this is Bob from KTWH. Goodbye.